This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen, the place for everything eWomen Network. Entrepreneur, enterprising, enlightening, and exciting. Please welcome your eWomen host, Phyllis Smith.
And I am so excited to have you joining me today. Welcome to Spotlight on eWomen Network. I am Phyllis Smith. So who among us haven't tried to diet at one point in our lives? So how'd that work for you? The fact is most diets don't work. And I am so excited to introduce you to my guest this morning because he has come to save the day. He is a certified celebrity nutritionist, producer, author, entrepreneur, and CEO of Diet Free Life. Yes, you heard me right. I said Diet Free Life. This guy is his, let me just name some of his celebrity clients: Daniel Baldwin, Chaka Khan, Latoya Jackson, Toni Braxton. Yes. So I'm sure you're like on pins and needles. I know your ears are all perked up now with pen and paper in hand. Get ready to take copious notes. Please welcome my guest, Robert Ferguson.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. And I know you're in sunny Southern California. So we're here in Dallas, which is it gets hot and ugly here. At least you got the beach over there.
Well, I love Dallas, by the way. It's one of my favorite cities.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It definitely is a cosmopolitan, cool city to be in. I love it. I'm a New Yorker, but I have adapted. I've got here as fast as I could, as they say. Okay, so you heard me say that diets don't work. So, true or false?
Well, I believe that everyone listening knows they don't work. But, you know, people do want to lose weight. So the answer is diets do not work. And that's why the promise that I bring to the table is a diet-free life.
Right. So first, I do want to say, why don't diets work? What is, in essence, what's the problem with a diet?
Well, there's many people have, you know, different opinions for the reason why they don't work. But the studies demonstrate that they don't work because you're giving up the foods you're going to eat eventually. You're feeling deprivation. You're experiencing restriction. Everyone else in the family is eating over at that table, and you're eating at this table. So you have that disconnection with family, which food and family go hand in hand. I mean, some of my best experiences in life took place in the kitchen in conversations around food. So, and if you look at it from a biblical standpoint, you know, when someone tells you no, then we go against the grain. So I believe that restriction, deprivation is the reason why they don't work. And what we do know is that if you're able to eat the foods that you're going to eat again or for the rest of your life and lose weight, that's how you experience sustainability.
Well, that's the magic of what you do.
So
it's diet free. You get to eat the food you love. So how does that work?
Well, please know that no matter what we talk about, everything that I do is evidence-based, right? So it's evidence-based practice. It's research-based evidence. We have clinicals in place. And so as good as all this sounds, I have one of the most proven methodologies in place that has worked for many years. That being said, learning how to eat foods that you want to eat or can afford in a way that keeps your blood sugar levels from going up too high and too low, which some people are kind of familiar with, is what helps you optimize hormones, and it keeps you in what we call fat-burning mode. So the key here is that if you want to eat, let's say, a burger, whether it's at fast food, organic place, at home, doesn't matter. If you eat the burger with the bread, then you're fine. The problem comes about when you have bread with the fries. That's how you add to your thighs. So if you really want
Wait,
fries.
Say that again. Say that again. There's a tweetable right there.
Well, if you keep in mind, like, bread.
The fries your thighs.
Yeah, so it's about, I have these things called the three P's, right? So one of those three P's is how you pair your food. So if I really want bread on my burger, which that's my preference, then I'm not going to eat french fries. I'm not going to eat chips with my burger. But if I really want chips or I want fries, then I'm probably going to go with the lettuce wrap. And that kind of brings into play that, you know, I can eat what I want. It's just a matter of how I pair those foods.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want wine, which is fine, you can actually reduce your waistline drinking wine, but you don't want to have wine with the bread. So the wine with the meat or the salmon or the chicken and maybe a salad or your veggies, and that's what we call a fat-burning meal.
Oh, okay. And why is that? Explain what's going on in our bodies, why that's a fat-burning.
Well, you never run into someone who says, man, I'm gaining all this weight because I'm eating too much protein, right?
Right. That's true.
Okay, but most people realize that it's either going to be an overconsumption of fat or an overconsumption of carbs at a single time that leads to you increasing your waistline. So what I do is just help people become mindful, become conscious, give them a new language that goes with the food, and then they're able to eat exactly what they want. So the science behind it is largely based on blood sugar levels.
Mm.
And then from there, we can talk about hormonal balance, et cetera. But you're eating in a way where you're optimizing.
Right. Right. I want to go back. God, there's so much to talk about. We can talk all day, and this is my favorite topic, so I would love to, but maybe we'll have a chat, time to chat when you're at the eWomen Network conference between August 4th and 7th to carve out some time so we can chat away on this. But because you're speaking there. So I want to go back for a second. You said you have the three Ps. So can we just outline those three Ps first? You've got how we pair food. Is there another – what's the other two Ps?
The portion size of the food you eat is very important, right? So you can eat pizza, just don't eat the whole pizza. And most people get that. Like most people are aware that the portion size is important. I mean, we get it. Some people think of calories based on portions. I mean, you can eat steak, but not a 24-ounce steak right before bed and expect to be leaner the next day. But you still want to eat enough food where you feel satisfied and you feel fulfilled and you're not feeling like you're on a diet. So what many people aren't aware of is that every time you eat, you actually burn calories. So, for instance, you know that if you go and exercise, you burn calories. And so we exercise to burn calories. But when people eat, they're not thinking, man, I'm going to eat right now so I can burn calories. Like most people don't think like that. So I know that if I don't eat, then I'm not burning calories. And this is something where entrepreneurs love this because we're in a hurry up, nonstop, got to get this done, and we don't have time to eat. And then when we sit down and eat finally, we tend to overindulge. Well, if your energy levels are great now as an entrepreneur, they're going to become better when you start eating the way I'm going to teach people because you're now eating – to not only burn calories, but to optimize energy. And when you optimize energy throughout the day and you're eating great food, then you feel better on the inside. And when you feel better, as Maya Angelou would say, you tend to do better.
Right. Now, I want to coin something here. You said the word energy. What people don't understand, I think, they think calorie is a bad word, but they don't understand what is a calorie. We have to have calories.
And, calories are your friends, and you want to consume calories. But there's like one of the big problems around waistline and better health is that the uninformed, right? The uninformed are often guided by the misinformed. So conventional wisdom says that weight loss is all about calories in, calories out. But in the last 10 years, we have so much science from the National Institute of Health, from major universities, tons of research that say calories in, calories out is not what brings about weight loss. It has more to do with the combinations of the way you're eating your foods. I mean, calories still count. It's not like they don't. But it's more about how you pair your food. Because if you ate the same amount of calories and you only consume fat, your body would change, your metabolism would be totally turned off to the extent that you would start to gain weight, even though your calories are low because you have an imbalance of protein and carbs. So it can get confusing, and that's why we brought in the three Ps to simplify it, right? So I said you pair your foods, so you learn how to do that. You get the portions down. And the third one is all based on metabolism. Like, do you have kids?
I do. Teenage.
Okay, so,
23 and 22.
Okay, so when your babies, because they're still your babies, when your babies were babies, you fed them how frequently?
Three times a day, snacks, you know, in between, you know, it depends.
Right, so, so if you take a baby, an infant, and someone's new to, you know, having a baby, the doctor will say you want to feed the baby every 2 to 3 hours.
Oh, I see. You're talking about when they're infants. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Every 2 to 3 hours.
So every 2 to 3 hours. Well, the third P is punctual eating. So you want to eat in a timely manner. So you want to eat 3 meals in the course of a day, and then you're snacking in between. So now you're feeding yourself. You're fueling your metabolism the same way you would feed a baby. So it's kind of like going back to the basics. So you want to be eating every 2 to 3 hours. Now knowing that every time I eat, I burn more calories. Now I'm eating food that I love, and if I ate 2 to 3 hours ago, I'm less likely to overindulge when it's time to eat again.
Right.
See what
I mean?
Idea. So, and you're eating your way all the way up until 1 to 3 hours before bed.
Yeah. You know, it's so much about, I mean, we could talk forever, but about mindset. Like, my husband is overweight. He's type 2 diabetes. And he'll say things like, I'll say, "You ready to eat dinner?" And he'll say, "Well, I'm not starving." And it's that mindset that you have to be starving to eat, which then gets us into a snowball effect of you eating too much, and you just want to. And he'll call it a belly bomber. I just need a belly bomber.
You said it right there.
Which thing?
Oh, as far as like when people wait too long before they eat.
Yes.
Then they set themselves up to overindulge most of the time.
Right, exactly. So people who are busy, like entrepreneurs, and they're running around, they may be making sales calls here and there, and they take food in the car or they're sitting at their computer. I mean, I know because I'm also a yoga teacher, a certified yoga teacher, so I know about being mindful and mindfulness and how important that is when you're eating too. So we're kind of I'm kind of swaying into a mindset mentality. So they might eat and they're busy, but is their mind? How does mindset play into it?
Well, you probably heard people say that when it comes to weight loss or eating in a way or eating well where you're optimizing personal health, that it's 80% nutrition.
Right.
I have a philosophy that says the three-legged stool is how you maximize your situation. And the three-legged stool says that there's food, there's fitness, and there's mindset. And I believe that each one of those legs is given 33%. And I believe that when that comes together, you have 99%, and then there's 1% missing. And for that 1%, some people will benefit best if they put more energy into their nutrition. Others do best if they focus more on being more active in fitness. And then some people need to really focus on mindset, meaning wake up, you know, have a positive quote for today, have a goal that you say out loud, this is where I'm going to be on that certain date. Like, so they will benefit best if they put more energy into that. So that's where you have the differentiator. But each one of those is equally important, like each one. And when it comes back to the entrepreneur, we get that everybody's busy, right? But we also entertain, right? We meet with a potential business partner or a customer over food. We go out and have a glass of wine. We're traveling, going to this conference and that conference. So that's taken into account a person's lifestyle. And so you want to get to where you most want to be with your weight and with your health, continuing to do all of those things. And that's how it becomes sustainable, if that makes sense.
Right.
And when it's sustainable, that's when it is a lifestyle.
Right. And that's what you and I were talking before we actually started about what I love about what you teach and coach on is that it is sustainable, because when people feel that they're being deprived of a food, or they're doing, you know, okay, I'm on the all protein diet, or people will say to me like, oh, I'm not having carbs. I said, okay, well, are you eating vegetables and fruit? Well, yeah. I said, well, those are carbs. You know, there, you need the energy, you know? And so I think people are just, like you said, misinformed. And it's so important to really understand this. And someone like you can help people do that. Now, listen, we've got to take a short break. When we come back, we are going to continue to dive into exactly talking about eat what you want and lose weight every single week. Do you hear that, folks? Every week. So stand by. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
We're back. This is Spotlight on eWomen with Phyllis Smith.
And welcome back. We are having just a really, I don't know, thing I love to talk about the most is health and wellness. And I've got the guy who's the king of it all, Robert Ferguson, and so excited because he's also going to be speaking at the eWomen Network conference coming up on August 4th through 7th. And he is a certified celebrity nutritionist. He has, a Rolodex of celebrities that call him for help that he works with, among others, Daniel Baldwin, LaToya Jackson, and the list goes on and on and on. He is we're talking nutritionist here. This is not somebody who takes stuff off the internet. And he knows the stuff. He studies the stuff. And based on the research, this is based on research and evidence, he has come up with a wonderful program called the Diet Free Life. And so welcome back, Robert Ferguson. Thank you so much for being here. I love this stuff.
Well, thank you. And I am so excited to be part of the conference this year. And I have two very powerful presentations that I'm going to bring to the table that I believe it will be life-changing. Like anyone who's there, they're never going to look at weight loss or food the same, ever.
Well, and, you say you can – your program, you say you can – if you eat what you want and lose weight every single week. So people, get your pens out and get ready to write this, because I want to know how you do that and be healthy and feel good about your life and not like desperately want to run to In-N-Out Burger to replace whatever it is you've taken out of your diet.
Right. Well, let's start with the pink elephant in the room, because when you say eat what you want, right, many people turn off as soon as they hear that. Because it sounds, one, too good to be true, and then two, like, okay, so what I really want is that big double Whopper, right?
Right.
So are you really saying, Robert, that I can eat, like, whatever I want? And the answer is yes. And if you look at my journey as a business person to do the things that I'm doing with Fortune 20 companies, it was not easy to get to that place as an entrepreneur saying eat what you want, because that's a big part of my unique selling proposition, right? And then to be able to deliver on that and have clinicals in place so it's evidence-based. So when I say you could eat a Big Mac and optimize health and lose weight, many people get turned off. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
Like they push back because they don't feel that's healthy. And then what I have to educate them on is that McDonald's as a global company, 1.8 million employees, they are not in a position where they're going to put some type of food out there for people to eat and then they get sick. Or there's data established that demonstrates that the Big Mac caused a person to have poor health. They have many principles in place to constantly challenge what they're doing. So the food is fit for human consumption, and you have food toxicology in place so that it is fit for human consumption. And that goes to say for all restaurants, fine dining, you name it. So when I say you can eat what you want, you can. It's all about what we talked about earlier, the three P's. It's knowing how much, it's knowing how to pair it with other foods, and then you're eating frequently throughout the day so you're not overindulging and your energy levels are high. And it works, whether it's eating pound cake to lose weight, whether it's eating fried food. All of this is mama approved. You know, my mom did my program. She did my program, and she lost 110 pounds.
Wow.
And this is after a lifetime of dieting. My mom had both knees reconstructed because of her weight, her right rotator cuff reconstructed. My mom survived breast cancer twice, had three stents placed in her arteries, and went through the emotional roller coaster of losing a daughter, my only sister. And then when she finally said, okay, son, I want to do what I've watched you do with all of these people, it goes against everything that I've experienced in my life. I do know that diets don't work, but let's put it to the test. And my mom ate chicken wings instead of chicken breasts, and 110 pounds is gone. She's down another 15 pounds, and it ain't coming back because she never gave up anything. She never, felt deprived. She never experienced restriction around food. All the food on the table is part of what is available to her, and she now has the knowledge, the nutrition intelligence, to eat whatever is in her midst in a way that keeps her lean and feeling her best.
So this is, you talked about, again, the three P's, pair food, portion size, and punctual eating. You're saying, like a baby, go back to being a baby who eats every 2 hours. And the thing is, though, if you're going to eat, it doesn't mean eating chicken wings six times a day or a Big Mac six times a day. I think it's really important. Can you lay that out for me? Can you give us an example of what your Mother's Day looks like?
Okay, and I'll give you an example of how it can look like based on you. Because some people who are listening to this call are vegan. Some people don't like chicken. Some people love meat. So my methodology is designed to meet people right where they are. So if you listen to my USP, right, my unique selling proposition is eat what you want, and then in parentheses, and can afford.
Right.
Not everyone's privy to organic food. Not everyone has those resources. So, again, it's meeting people where they are. If you only – I have clients who only want organic, and that's fine. Shaka Khan's a client, and she wants, as close to nature as possible. She don't want anything that's processed. She wants it to grow out of the ground. Okay, great. We're going to eat what you want and what you have access to, and you're going to get these amazing results. Because if you go to Whole Foods, not everyone in Whole Foods or an organic grocery store or a healthy grocery store, not everyone walking around in there looks like they should be a fitness model. So you could eat healthy. In the words of Oprah Winfrey, she goes, my problem was I was eating healthy chips. I was just eating too many of them. Right?
Yep.
So, again, it's what you want. So then it's all about – that's when those three P's come in. And then you own it. And then the other things that make that work is, as an entrepreneur, oftentimes we're in charge and everybody's hanging on our words. And that's where it helps to have, some structure, not a diet, but something to get you going. And then some type of accountability tied into that – remind you, because sometimes, because I got to pay a bill or I got rent or I have employees, that's accountability. It's kind of built in to how you run your business, because the accountability of, you know, I got to pay these people. Mm-hmm. I got deliverables. Well, if you don't have accountability as you embrace a structure that teaches you and has you eaten in a way that's helping you optimize everything in your life,
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
as you know, when you lose weight, there's data that says you make more money. There's a lot of women and men who are listening to this call, and they know that they would probably use more social media if they felt they looked the way they would like to look. And it's not about just what you look like. It's how you feel on the inside. So we just tackle that. As an entrepreneur, man, make it a primary goal to maximize your health. You know, as Aristotle said, your first wealth is your health.
Mm.
And I've been around a lot of billionaires and multimillionaires, and they're getting up working out. And they're eating in a way where they optimize. I get calls all the time from entrepreneurs, the larger percentage of women, because they're like, look, I have a hectic lifestyle. I like to entertain. I want to have some fun. I have some money, and I want to be able to eat out at these nice restaurants. So how can I have all of that and still lose this weight and feel great? You know, I had my best seminar, well, not best, but the one that gets the biggest requests from big corporations is my wine, chocolate, and weight loss seminar. So,
yeah,
so I open
who
it
doesn't
up.
Like that? Who doesn't like that?
It's a fun one because I come out and I say, my goal is to honor my mother and help you discover how you can eat chocolate, drink wine, and still reduce your waistline. Because people want the pleasures, man, that come with life. And food
yeah.
is a celebration.
Right.
So why not
now,
learn how to have it all?
I want to, you know, it's something that I think I inherently can, is it makes it difficult, I think, for people. You talk about how some of your greatest conversations has been around the dinner table and has been around food. And I think what happens is people see food. They eat, I think, for emotional reasons, and there's a lot of that, you know. Even the texture of food. If you're frustrated, you might go for the popcorn. If you're, you know, if you want to just soothe yourself, you might just go for ice cream. Or if you just are crashing and you're exhausted, or you know, you just got to have that chicken fried steak, right? And you're saying, you know, none of that is bad, but do you think, and this is my thought, this is what I think. I think it really has to start with what's going on for you on an emotional level too. And because I think if you don't harness that, you're going to really struggle with the second P, the portion size.
Oh, absolutely. And well, keep in mind that feelings do follow thoughts. So if you go back to what we were talking about in the very beginning, why diets don't work, it's a thought process. It's mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're walking around knowing you can't have this and that this is off limits, it's just a matter of time before you just explode. You know,
yeah.
one triggering event, and emotionally you're now driven, right? But it really goes back to a thinking process. But if we can remove restriction, and everything's on the table, and you can eat that brownie because now you know how to do it. So you can have these comfort foods without being driven by emotions. So
mm-hmm.
then it's something else that takes place when you feel that outburst. And hopefully by that time you create strategies like you do yoga. It could be like, okay, it's time for me to meditate, magnify
mm-hmm.
thoughts in a certain direction. I know
mm-hmm.
that when I'm in line with my creator, that I'm creative. And when mm-hmm. I'm not in that alignment, I feel like I point the finger and blame, and I'm frustrated and I'm thinking about the past. Then when I can bring it back together and I'm back in alignment, then I'm creative. I can rationalize. I can come up with solutions, and I can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like but I can't do that without like consciously bringing myself there.
Right. I think it's so important, and this is, I think, we've come to, unfortunately, we have to, time is up, but I think what's important, I want to go back to your 30% rule, 33% rule, 33% food, 33% fitness, 33% mindset. And then that 1% is whatever you need, that it's balance. It's all about balance. So I think awareness is really key, Robert, that when you, if you're going to eat that brownie and you eat that whole damn brownie, right? I think it's important for the awareness to step back and say, well, what else have I had with that? And I know for me, I look at my whole day. What have I eaten today? You know, when I, every meal I have is going to have some kind of protein, some kind of, you know, carb, and it's going to have a, it's going to be balanced, but maybe one meal might just be protein. Right. But then I know for dinner, then I want to make sure I bring in, you know, some carb. It's like, it's just about, it's about balance really. But don't you agree that awareness, being aware and that mindfulness of the eating, when you're eating and what you're eating is really, is part of the plan, part of your strategy.
Absolutely. And, you know, change, one of the key components to change is first becoming aware. And it's not being ignorant, right? So the opposite of ignorant is becoming aware. So you just want to be aware with the right information. Many people are wanting to lose weight and get their nutrition under control, but they're doing it based on the wrong rule book. And it's time to get the right information. And so, like when the big companies that come to me about reversing childhood obesity and all the things that we're doing in that area, I'm all about nutrition education. And at first they would say, it's not just about knowledge. Look at us. We're smart and we're battling with our weight. I say, yeah, but it's the wrong rule book. I said, you have outdated information. And so, you know, because most of the people in this room would say that a Big Mac is unhealthy. But if you brought in, like, the top nutritionists and dietitians and people who specialize in food toxicology into the room, they would say, well, the Big Mac's not the problem. It's eating the Big Mac with the fries and the strawberry shake and the cookies with the regular soda.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm excited to be there, and I can't wait to network with everybody and just, you know, my goal really is just to be there to share information and to help people the best I possibly can.
Well, we are so excited to have you join us this year at the eWomen Network Conference. And by the way, folks, if it's too late for you to join, to come to the conference, and at this point it might be, we are also live streaming. So you can go to eWomen, E-W-O-M-E-N, livestream.com, register, and you can actually watch all the main stage. And then those who are doing breakout sessions like Robert will also present to you directly to the live stream audience. So that's another way that you can tap into this. And if you want to reach Robert, you can learn all more about him and contact him at dietfreelife.com. Robert, thank you so much for joining me today. I've enjoyed this so much, and I can't wait to see you at the conference.
Same. Thank you.
Time's up for now. If you want more enlightening conversations that could change your life, visit EWNRadioNetwork.com.